Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're going to get it to stop. I swear it's going to stop. How is everybody tonight? Hello, AK. It's Social Geek Radio.
Hi. That just made me crack up about that tweet we got the other day from that gal from Yelp, not the one we had on the show, where she put, she like typed out the beginning of the song and she tweeted it. I thought that was so fun. I was like, as soon as I read it, that's all I could hear in my head for like 3 hours.
Yep, she's a social geek. She's a geeky girl, and it's funny. I go to the site, or I've got it on my desktop. I'm going to make it a ringtone, but I have to make it a ringtone to somebody that actually calls me, because we talk, you know, internet and everything.
Right.
But I love it. I love that song. Skylar did a great job with it. And we've got our koozies. I hear that people are getting their koozies in the mail. I'm waiting to see some pictures. I used mine today in the car. I drove up to Austin, kept my drink nice and cold. It was water, not a beer.
I saw that. I'm dashboard of the car.
Just for AK, it may have been a beer for you guys, but nope, it was.
I was going to ask about that.
No. So we not drinking and driving. Don't do that. Tweeting and driving, yeah, possibly, but.
No, you yelled at me for that when you thought I was doing that.
I did. I yelled at you via tweet, like, you are not tweeting and driving. And then she said, no, that's what the red lights are for. It's like, yeah. Right. So we are so happy to have Justin Brackett, Vice President of Shift Digital, with us tonight. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing great. Glad to be back with you girls on the show tonight.
Yeah, it's been a little while. I should have looked up when that was, but it's been a while since we've had you on.
It has been. Good times.
Yeah, and then, of course, I saw you in Atlanta, and you were just giving AK grief because, you know, she had to do a wedding thing.
Yeah, excuses.
I know.
Next one. I'm so there.
But she was there, Justin, you know, during the whole karaoke. So we have to give her credit. But, you know.
That's right.
I still have
that. She did a great job holding down the radio show while we were in Atlanta. We tuned in for a few minutes and listened to you, AK.
Right. Yeah.
Justin was driving. We were holding the phone up in the air. Oh, we're so geeky. So we're going to have, let's go ahead and you guys just go ahead and just do it. Just vent your digital technology issues that you've had this week. Get it out.
AK, I think you need to go first.
Yeah, so participating in a tweet chat. It wasn't any tweet chat I was participating in Tuesday night. It was a tweet chat that you had to be participating the entire time. I'm trying to win passes to a conference that happens to be in Baltimore. So I don't even have to pay travel. I just want them to pay my ticket and give me a free pass. So you had to like participate the whole time, and then they were going to announce the winner of one of the participants of the tweet chat at the very end. And about 40 minutes into it, I get the blue screen of death on my laptop. So I'm like, no, I really want this ticket. So I get on my phone, and I don't know. Well, maybe there's an app for an iPhone, but for Android, I couldn't look for an app fast enough, first of all. I don't even know if there is really, like, a good tweet chat type app. So I'm just trying to, like, go into Twitter and run a search for the hashtag that we were using and just try. So I'm tweeting to the people. I'm like, blue screen of death, please count this word. I mean, I didn't win, you know, so it was all for naught. But I was like, please count this towards my participation. I'm trying. And, yeah, so that was Tuesday night, and I tried, like, all the next morning. I'm geeky, but I'm not, like, IT tech geeky. So all of these error messages and system something or others was just gibberish to me. So I handed it off to a friend who's much better at that kind of thing than I am, and I'm just waiting to hear the diagnosis that it can be fixed or if I'm, you know, him the best guy.
But what you were telling us earlier and what you tweeted today, you learned your lesson from a similar time when your computer crashed. So
yes.
Share with us, you know, why you're not totally in a panic because you haven't lost everything.
That's right, yeah. Well, actually, I didn't even learn. My computer has crashed, you know. Every time a computer dies, it doesn't just fizzle out. It, like, crashes, and I'm, you know, horror-stricken. And each time, all of these various times since I've ever owned a computer, I've lost everything. So finally, I guess, like, the 10th time it's happened, last time, I decided maybe I should start backing my stuff up. So I used Dropbox. So if you're not familiar with it, just Dropbox.com, and it basically gives you sort of like online storage, but there's a way that you can sort of install it into your computer also such that like every time you download something, it just automatically goes to Dropbox and you have an account. So you can also access it from any computer and you can also, there's also an app for it. So I can pull up my documents on my phone, on my iPad. I can go to somebody else's computer and access my Dropbox just by putting in my username and password. So fortunately, I did not lose anything that I needed. It's all safe and sound in my Dropbox account. So I'm very fortunate that I got smart at one point and it paid off.
Yeah. Good, good, good. So now, Justin, you've had some issues this week with technology as well.
Yeah, we have. We had the joyous experience of having one of our clients' websites hacked and taken completely offline, and so that was a good time. And it took us about 14 hours to get them back online after a group out of Southern California decided that they would maliciously take down their website and clog up our server with all sorts of spam. So it's been a fun week with that, working with our technology team to, you know, get that website back online, and it's just a headache. So.
And
the joys
with,
of it all.
Yeah. But with technology, we're always, something is always going to happen at some time. When you least expect it, Justin, we're going to go ahead and let's tell everybody, Justin was just booted off, but we got him back on, and
right. Nobody
would have known the difference if I hadn't just said it. But we took care of it, and
right. Those
things happen. And I love watching some that just totally panic, you know, over the tiniest little thing. It's like, really?
It's not that big of a deal. We joke a lot in the office about technology is absolutely amazing when it works.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
But we love it, and that's why we're
yeah.
here. Yeah.
That's right. We love it.
So you and Justin, you and AK and I know each other, and I'm sure we've got some listeners who know who you are and what you do, but why don't we go ahead and do a formal introduction and tell us a little bit more about yourself and about the company that you work for or with.
Sure. Yep. Well, my background started in digital marketing, social media, and the nonprofit world about 4 years ago. Was very active in the nonprofit world, working and helping people. Specifically, to be honest, it was in the summer camp industry. And so I went to work for a summer camp, helping them market themselves with digital marketing to soccer moms, because we all know that moms are the ones that make decisions about where their kids go to camp in the summer. And kind of got my appetite wet, if you will, with digital marketing there. And one thing led to another, and I started my own company, which was Social Village, in that transition. And we immediately, our niche market that we were going after and that we helped immensely were nonprofits, other nonprofits, teaching them how to build a strategy with social media and digital marketing and how to execute that. And I did that for a little over 3 years. And then last July, my company, Social Village, was acquired by a company out of Las Vegas, and I went to work for that firm. And we worked, and that firm was very, it was in the multi-unit marketing vertical. And so they help companies, the QSR companies, and companies who have multi-units around the United States market themselves digitally. And to make things even more confusing, that company was, we merged with another company out of Orlando as of April 1st, which brings me to working now as VP at Shift Digital. Shift Digital is a fully digital agency, and so we help all of our clients help shift to the digital world, and we help them with web development, custom programming, mobile applications, and digital marketing. And so we've got a crew that is, obviously we're going to be talking about that tonight, but our crew is all the way around the world. And I love it. I love my team, and I love what I'm doing right now.
I love your tagline on the website. It says, shift happens. And I have to be real careful saying that. Shift happens. And it does.
It does. And, it's one of those great things that we went round and round about whether or not we should even use the tagline. It's a little racy. If you don't enunciate clearly, people ask you, what did you say? And that was kind of part of it. You know, we wanted something that would catch people's attention, kind of catch them off guard. But it really is true. You know, there is a sense that everything that we do right now is a shift to digital. And it may be a shift to getting into the digital world, or it may be a shift into a deeper digital presence.
Yeah, it is. I think it's very catchy. It's very cool. I haven't really said it out loud until just now. It's like, look at that. That's really cool. Yeah. I like that spin. Shift happens. Cool. So we want to talk about that virtual team tonight. How big is your virtual team?
Well, we have the main leading group of our company. There are 13 of us, but there are more people past that. And basically the 13 people, if you visit shiftdigitalmedia.com and go and look at the core group, you'll see 13 faces there. And that's our core group of leadership. Lots of those people have people underneath of them that they supervise. So Shift Digital is a company of about 40 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
They got a cool building, too. You took a picture and put it on your Facebook page.
You do.
Somewhere in Orlando. That was cool.
Yeah, it's one of those awesome places. We're in Orlando. If you're familiar with Orlando, we're right across the street from the Millennium Mall. And so we're in the Millennium Business Complex.
Oh, yeah. That is a good place to be.
It is a great place
to come and visit.
Yeah.
You can. I hear there's good shopping. I've yet to make it to the mall, but whatever.
What are you trying
to say? Are you saying that I would only go if I could shop? That's a very big generalization, John.
No, I was assuming that you were coming to visit Disney.
No. And you would take her either to Disney or shopping, because you always seem to be the chauffeur when we all get together.
I'm good like that.
So of these virtual team members that you have, do you ever get to see them in real life?
You know, it's really kind of ironic. Of the team that we have, there are the two principals, Nick Davis and Bill Webster, and they are the two principals of Shift Digital. And as of last week, they were the only two people of all the people that I work with and are part of our team that I've actually met face-to-face. Until then, all of them I have never met. And Samantha Collier is one of the people that works with us, and her and I have done many projects over the last 2 years together. We actually had our own social media blog for a season, and her and I have worked on just a ton of stuff. And I consider her one of my close friends, but all of the team I've never met face-to-face. You know, so Beatrice Almar is also on our team. I've known her for about 4 years thanks to Twitter. But, you know, no, I, other than the principals, as of last week, I have never met any of our team face-to-face. So it makes it kind of interesting.
Now, can you really say that you haven't met them face-to-face or in real life when I know you look at them on that screen almost every day?
Right. No, we do meet every day on a Google Hangout. So at 12:30 Eastern time, Monday through Friday, we do a staff-wide Google Hangout, and Deb, you know all about that because you crashed one of them.
Yeah. Well, AK's the one who it's AK's fault because she showed me how to put that Google Hangout canopy on my computer to see who I know that's hanging out. And she said, do you know how often Justin hangs out? It's like, no, but let me check this out. Oh, look at this. He's hanging out right now. I think I'll crash it.
and crash she did. It was awesome because right after you left, they were all kind of like, who is she?
They were very polite, but I could tell they were like, Who is this person?
Well, you know, and it was funny, after you left, they were all like, we didn't know if you had hired someone, if you had just brought someone in to, like, listen in. We didn't know what was going on. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, you're right, Deb. All of them I do Google Hangouts with. And we also do with some of our teams in Asia, we do Skype calls. If this seems to work a little bit, it works better, more frequently. And so I talk daily to our staff face-to-face, but it's just not that real life.
Right.
Puts them on the arm and, you know, be across the table from them.
Yeah, so I don't know that we can say anymore, haven't met them face-to-face. You know, I haven't touched them.
In real life.
Oh, Samantha's listening to us now, too. She just sent us a tweet.
She's awesome.
Hi, Samantha. She writes an awesome blog. I do try to keep up with her blog.
Have you seen her new website that went up on Monday?
I don't think so, no.
SocialMediaForLawFirms.com.
Oh, I'm writing it down because I will forget. I have a very small brain tonight. Okay, I will check that out. Cool.
Yeah.
Now she's going to tweet us. No, I get easily distracted with, you know, noises and flashy things.
Yeah. So I hear your tweet deck going in the background.
Oh, sorry.
Busy.
I would turn it off, but if I turned it off, then I don't think I'll be able to hear you guys.
Yep,
there it goes again. See, it's all her fault.
It is her fault.
Oh, so you mentioned Google Hangouts and you use Skype. Do you use the video group Skype or just video or just calling?
Yep.
What do you use?
We do a lot of group calls. And, you know, with one of the reasons that we do love Google the most is that for having multiple people on a video phone call, it is free. But with Skype, you have to pay for the premium. But it's one of the things, again, because with bandwidth issues and whatnot, we do use Skype group phone calls pretty frequently. And, again, it's more when we're working with our teams offshore.
I love Skype. I use Skype instead of a landline anymore.
You know, it's one of those things. I'm starting to use it on my iPhone more and more. It is clean. And with the cell reception, I also I have ventured into the Android world a little bit. And with the 4G network here in North Carolina, or in Asheville, North Carolina, it works really, really well. So I'm actually making a ton of phone calls from, you know, my Android device now.
Wait. So when you use Skype on your phone, that uses your phone's minutes, though, right?
No, it uses data. Only you have data. It doesn't use minutes at all. It uses your data. So if you have a limited data package, it'll eat it up pretty fast. But all you do is switch over to Wi-Fi if you're in a Wi-Fi network as well. And so it works quite well. Yep.
Yeah, we try to get away from those minutes, and that's why I decided not to use my cell phone for my business line.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to have a landline. It's like, I've got enough devices here. Why do I have to have a landline? So I did get the premium package of Skype, which is, what, $39 a year to have minutes to make phone calls, and it's clear, and it works.
Yep.
So it's like, yeah.
Yeah, one of the things I ended up doing, since I have worked out of my home for the last 4 years, is the phone number that I give out to everyone is actually a Google number. And so, you know, and it's phenomenal because with Google Voice, when you call that, if you were to go to voicemail, and if I'm in a meeting, I get a text message right away as soon as you hang up with a transcribed message of the voicemail. And it's actually quite accurate 90% of the time, which is pretty phenomenal. So it's another great tool for people who are contractors, or if you're working solo entrepreneurs. That way, I know a lot of things are people are not. They're getting more and more where they don't want to give out their cell phone numbers for obvious reasons, because we're starting to get text message spammed. You know, so Google Voice is a phenomenal tool in addition to Skype, because you can get a Skype phone number as well, and it works the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have a Skype phone number, Deb?
You know what? I think I do, but I don't use it. I do.
Use it.
Somebody asked me the other day. It's like, yeah, I use it for the outgoing. And if I get an incoming, they'll call the cell. You know, I can call them back or whatever. But I should look into that. But I do. I do. Well, and I called the show in tonight via Skype because the headset. And
yep.
It's a good connection.
Yeah, it is a good connection. Do you just use traditional phone lines, or what do you use?
I don't use any of that.
But she's using something tonight. So
I'm using my cell phone at the moment. But I have Skype, and I was using Skype for a while, and I was whatever it was, you had like $2.99 a month or something to make calls. But and I had a long time ago, I had a Google Voice number, but I don't know. I just can't keep track of it all. Like I used to sign into my Skype. It was just signed on, and people could message me and that kind of stuff. And then I was like, I have so many ways people can contact me.
Yeah.
It's kind of like always in my face. So I was like, I'm going to tone it down a notch. So.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think all you girls saw it, but I wrote a post on the Shift Digital blog a couple weeks ago about being accessible and being too accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And Skype was one of those things that I decided to take off my profile. You know, it was one of those that I'm trying to focus is specifically on interacting with a few clients that we have, but also with my team. So if they need to get to me, if they see me on Skype, you know, I'm readily accessible to them. But, yeah, I agree with you, AK. There's just so many methods that you now can be in touch with someone. You got to get to the point where you're like, okay, enough's enough. You know, 14 ways has got to be enough.
Well, part of my problem was, too, I was always logged into Skype. And I do sit at my computer a lot of times, but sometimes I get up to stretch or to go outside or something, and I would come back and I would be like, oh, gosh, I forgot I had it on, and I would have missed messages, and I would feel bad, and I couldn't remember the whole away message, go invisible thing. And
yeah, it's frustrating.
Yeah. But with different – I know in the franchising industry, and you have different clients, and I'm sure it's every industry, you need to know what – each particular client is best connected to. I have, when I was with Computer Explorers, or I do, and I still have certain people I talk to that like to message via Facebook messaging.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll Skype, or they'll do the Google, or, you know, it's an old traditional, you know, send me an email. And you just get to know these personalities. Okay, I know this person likes to do Facebook messaging and this one. So it's a lot of juggling.
No, I agree. You know, we have one of our clients is a network of stores, and they have 7 locations around the southeast of New York City. And the guy that owns them is a rising 30-year-old entrepreneur, and he and I interact the best via text message. And he and I get a ton of stuff accomplished daily via text message. And it took us a little bit to figure out the emails, you know, he wasn't quickly responding to, or I wasn't quickly responding to. We tried Basecamp for a season. We tried Google Documents for a season, and we figured out text messaging for he and I was the best way to interact and accomplish. So I completely agree with you, Deb, as you're working with clients or people in your industry. Oftentimes, you go through this trial and error where you're trying to push everyone into one communication facet, and it just doesn't work. It doesn't work with people's ability to communicate or their freedom to communicate. But, you know, he and I text message often, you know, a lot some days, and we'll go a few days that we don't, and we pick right back up. So it's awesome even for that, because I can export text messages and have them in an email for me with to-do list and action items and, you know, things he needs from us. So.
Yep. It's that beauty of technology again, and God knows if one of them fails, you've got 10 others that can. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I was just thinking here tonight. Okay, AK doesn't have a computer, so she's not in the chat. So how am I going to communicate with her on the back end? It's like, oh, I think I'll send her a Twitter direct message.
Courier pigeons. Going back to courier pigeons.
But
the question comes up, though, for me. I would like to hear from you girls. Do you have, like, a communication methodology, Deb, you know, even with you, with your kids? Do you reserve any of them for, like, your close acquaintances or a preferred group of people?
No. No, they're all open. I mean, the only thing I do, like, with my text messages and my, you know, my phone rings is my kids, definitely my kids, have a special tone. So I can, if the phone is sitting there and it's buzzing or whatever, it's like, okay, I'm going to ignore those because it is not those certain rings. My kids get my immediate attention. There are three different states, you know, separate.
Yep.
So, but no, it's just like, I'm totally open door, whatever. Reach me however you need to.
What about you, AK?
Well, I actually prefer, I don't really segment it in terms of giving priority to, like, friends and family over clients and stuff. I should probably give priority to clients because they're paying me and my friends and family aren't.
Touché.
I kind of wish that text message evolved more. Like, I am so open to text. I mean, I always have my phone in my hand. And, yes, my phone gets email on it. But I get so many emails. There's just so much noise. Even if somebody sends me an email, it might take, you know, a little bit for me to get back to them. Whereas a text message, you know, you can only send me so many letters to begin with. So I can write you back real quick, and we can get a lot done in a couple of quick text messages if it's not real. So I actually, if I have a client who just takes the initiative to send me a text message real quick and ask me a question, I love it. But I still feel like there's this, because I guess the cost involved and different text message plans, people are so hesitant just to go ahead and text message somebody without that sort of pre-approval almost. But that's kind of my, you know, my preferred method, just real quick, get it done. So anybody out there, you have my number, you can text me. Don't call me, but you can text me.
Okay, you've just opened it up. Deb will start text messaging her first thing tomorrow morning.
Wait, no, you're talking about, okay, you can text me, but you have to get me a Droid Razer Max first.
Oh.
Max, now she's going to be picky. She doesn't want the Droid Razer, which is what I have. You have to have the Droid Razer Max.
Yeah. Well, I have a new laptop now, so I'll let you talk to
me. She's also taking donations for laptops if you'd like to provide one. I'm sure she'll talk about you on next week's show.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll get. We'll put you on the Facebook page. You can be on the cover image.
She'll blog about you. She'll text.
Yeah.
She'll She will do all of the above. She's known for that. I want to do a quick shout out to, we've got lots of folks listening to us. So we mentioned Samantha, and then we've got Jason who's listening in, and BJ's just joined us in the chat and listening, and a bazillion guests, which, so I love guest 97, 17, 96, 06. I don't know who they are, but thank you everybody for joining us. And we have Cindy, of course, that's listening in. So we're still talking about virtual teams, and I don't know how, Justin, you really can handle managing them, and you've got such a great regimen about having this Google Hangout and staff meeting. I mean, did you say you do that every day at 12:30?
Every day. Yep, every day at 12:30 East Coast time.
Wow.
We have a hard, and not that it's a hard enough time to meet every Thursday at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern. That's a real commitment. Does your just about your whole team meet?
No, it is not the whole team. Great clarification. Most of it is the North America team that comes onto that phone call. So, you know, you've got 10 people. And it's one of those things, it is not required to be on the phone call every day. But it's one of those things that a lot of our, since we are a truly digital office in the home office in Orlando, there are actually two people that go to the office every day, and that's the two owners of the company. Everyone else works around the world. And so for me, I look forward every day to the hangout because I get to catch up with, you know, my friends. And so it kind of takes that place of that water cooler conversation, if you will, for us, because we do get to catch up. We traditionally take 10 or 15 minutes and talk about, what did you do last night? You know, how was the concert you went to? How are your kids this morning? All that kind of stuff. And then we get down to business. And so it really gives us the ability to be able to function appropriately and to be able, on top of all the tasks that we each have, to stay on topic and to stay on task by catching up every day. And the phone calls traditionally last about a half an hour to 45 minutes. And, again, no one's required to be there. But as we have brought new staff on, they were all very leery of coming on at first, and which is, I'm sure, it's intimidating for new staffers. But within 2 or 3 weeks, they never miss them, you know, because they're so excited about hanging out with everybody. And, you know, we have built an interesting digital culture with it because it's a time to come together and hear what everyone else is working on and to be excited about what we're going to be working on for the next 24 hours until we meet again the next day.
Well, Samantha added her two cents to that, and she says that the daily Google Hangout is her favorite part of working for Shift Digital. You really feel like part of a team. Samantha, you should just call us in, but you can tweet your comments. This is cool. This is the first time I think I've done this. It's, okay, we have another guest. She's on Twitter.
Samantha should just call in.
She should
call. I mean, it really is that cool because, and I'm the same way. You know, I work out of my home, and so being able to see everyone's faces versus getting another email from them, which we like, we're a traditional digital agency in some sense, so there's a billion emails a day. It's just nice to have a face-to-face or face-to-camera conversation with someone and to be able to talk things out. So.
Now, see, I feel a little bit differently about that.
I was waiting for her to chime in on this. I just knew this was coming.
Let me just tell you why. Okay, so my thing is, and Deb has caught me on this a couple of times, so she's like, let's go Google Hangout. And I'm like, I work from home. Sometimes I'm in my pajamas at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
Sometimes my hair is on top of my head, and I kind of look like I may have just rolled out of bed. So
sure.
I feel like that takes away from that because I'm like, at 12:30 every day, I'd love to see you guys, but I don't need you to see me.
Right.
You know, so.
Right.
But I feel like I also read an article the other day that said if you're a consultant, whatever, and you work from home, you do your best work. If you get up in the morning and you shower and you get dressed professionally, you have a routine.
Yep.
And I'm like, I can't do that. I can't wrap my head around that. So this is part of why I like working for myself. Because I don't have that pressure, but I'm like, no, it's not. I mean, I can appreciate it, and I'm sure once you get in a routine and everybody's kind of looking grungy together, maybe that's how it works.
You're exactly right. You know, for me, it is one of those things where I don't necessarily get dressed for the meeting. if you have seen news anchors from their side angles, that view that you're not supposed to see, you know, where they're sitting there in their coat and tie and shorts and flip-flops, because you don't see anything below it, I'm still in my pajama pants most mornings when we have our meetings because I'm sitting at my desk at my house all day long, and I basically get dressed from the waist up. So
that was me when we did our Google Hangout YouTube streaming for our 100th episode.
Yes.
Now, but AKA, she had makeup on, her hair was done just right.
And I had a pretty shirt on and lacrosse shorts. So, you know. But, Samantha was saying that our Twitter guest was saying that our whole, that was her favorite part of seeing everybody. So is that, would you say that having sort of this virtual team atmosphere, so to speak, is preferable to you or maybe even better in some cases than sort of working in an office and seeing everyone every single day? Do you think that, helps you guys work better because you don't have all that sort of office interactions, drama, that you have your space and you get to see each other a little bit?
Yeah, great question. And it's actually been one of those that I've been talking to a lot of different business coach type people about lately because there is definitively a downside to being a digital office.
Yeah.
And part of the downside is in a normal office where you go somewhere and you work each day, there's part of that face-to-face communication that you can begin to build a sort of friendship or a trust level because you're sitting there talking to someone and you're starting to build those real-life interpersonal connections. And so when you work digitally, that can be kind of hamstringed in some degree. And so we are working through those where, the term is often used, a.k.a. the honeymoon phase. The upside to working in a digital world or a digital office is that honeymoon season seems to last much longer because you're only seeing each other 45 minutes a day, and then you're off to your ends of the world to get your task done for that day. So there is some downsides to it, don't get me wrong. I mean, if you are a super, super, super charismatic people person, you're going to have a real hard time working in a digital office like we do, unless we you go and work somewhere like Deb, our friends who have the co-working spaces where you can be that independent, where you can go and actually, you know, the super outgoing people, those type environments are perfect for them because they are working for themselves, they are working on their tasks, but yet there's people walking around that they can chat with and, you know, have a friend, you know, that real life relationship with.
Well, you know, one of the things that I did, because I thrived in an office. You very rarely would catch me in my actual office because Deb was always up and down the halls talking to everybody and networking and talking. And I knew that would be a huge challenge for me working from home in my office. So I used, and that's why I would beg AK, let's do a Google Hangout. I need to see somebody. But I actually, and I have been really good about this, at least once a week, I have to go to an in real life networking event. I just have to do it. I have to connect with somebody. And there's so many people here in Houston that I've never taken the time to meet, and I'm scheduling these times. Let's go do – and it's costing me money because let's go do lunch. Sure. Today I went all the way to Austin to visit with – it was the Computer Explorer's China master license, and she's in Austin. She's going back to China next week. It's like, oh, it's only 3 hours. I mean, before I would have said, oh, my God, that's a three-hour drive. Today it's like, I can do that in a day. It's 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Drive up, do lunch, meet with her, come back, because I have to get out or I go crazy sitting in here.
And that is with managing a team that basically is online 24/7 because we have people in Asia, we have people on the West Coast, obviously I'm on the East Coast. We have someone online or the office is open basically Monday through Friday, you know, those 24 hours of those 5 days. And so there's always someone needing something or needing attention or having a question for I or Bill Webster is our CEO. He's one of the owners of the company as well. But he or I are always getting pinged almost 24, 5 days a week for information. And so for me, Deb, I'm on the other end of that spectrum where I'm saying, all right, for 4 hours this afternoon, I'm leaving my home office and I'm going to hang out with people. I'm going to assume that, you know, if the world comes to an end, they'll get in touch with me via text message or a phone call. But other than that, I've got to schedule stuff out because I'm the same way. I'm not a super, super extrovert. I think I would describe myself a highly, highly active introvert. And so I can be in public a lot, but I need my cave time pretty bad. So for me, I'm, you know, with managing the team, I'm actually having to physically schedule stuff to go and do those networking events and go to conferences like Fran Camp and SoSpam and Social Mix and stuff like that. Yep.
Now, Samantha says she's in our queue. I will open, but I've got several people on the phone line. So, Justin, do you know what her area code is? And then I'll know which one of these phone lines to open.
778.
Oh, here we go. Okay, Samantha, are you on the line?
Hello.
Oh, I know which
phone line.
Hi there. It's nice to meet you.
I think I'm really interrupting here. I feel awful because I kept tweeting you guys over and over. But I just always have so many things to add.
Right. Hey, we're okay
Justin
with that.
Knows.
No, and this is awesome because now you guys get Samantha's perspective of working digitally with me. So if I'm, you know, Samantha is also one of the amazing people on our team who holds my feet to the fire on a lot of projects and a lot of things that we do. And so the part of the huge success that Shift Digital is having these days with the clients that we're bringing on board is due to Samantha Collier. And so this will be cool.
Oh, well, you know, I have to say that it's mostly due to Justin, and I know Justin will just pick me after the phone call. But I was sort of on the whole bus the same that the other people were about not really wanting to do a Google Hangout every day because I don't get ready every day. Like, my pictures are me getting ready, you know, after a couple hours, but that's not how I look first thing in the morning. And, I mean, I didn't really – I felt sort of uncomfortable. You know, I felt like I had to get ready every day to be on these calls and everything like that. But as Justin says, there's like this honeymoon period. And then after a while, I mean, unless there's clients on the call, I mean, I think I look absolutely horrible. And I think all of us are sort of just, you know, we're pretty laid back on the phone call. So that part is gone. But I think that when people first join the team, it is a bit odd, you know, to start doing that right away. But by far, it's my, I've worked for a lot of different people virtually. And you sort of, you kind of have a disconnect if you're not talking to them all the time. And I find that with our team, we all know each other so well that it's like we're friends. And like Justin said, sitting around the water cooler talking, but Justin really keeps things going. You know, we don't just sort of veer off into family or other things. Like, we all know we're accountable to each other. We can support each other. And it's by far, and it gets me up in the morning because I know I have to be there every day at that time.
Yep.
That's
so, Deb, here's an interesting thing, Deb, for you guys. You know, Samantha is obviously very much an integral part of our team, and she lives in the Vancouver area. And like we talked about earlier, we have, you know, a very large team around the world, but Samantha has not met any of them in real life.
Nope. I've only met one person in real life, and that was Jeannie Dietrich. It's only one time, and I thought she was so cool. And the reason that I loved Jeannie so much right from the get-go is I retweeted her, and I didn't know who she was at all. I had no idea she ran this big, gigantic company. And she wrote me, and she goes, "Did my mom pay you to retweet that?"
That's a good line of hers a lot.
I know. And it was, and I met her in Chicago, and it was, I was there on a conference, and she made it so easy. But then I got kind of, this is another thing I always worry about, is meeting people that you've met online mm-hmm. when you actually meet them in person. I'm actually really shy in person. Justin doesn't believe me, but
Justin's very shy in person too. AK, you would say that. I think you even said Justin's shy in person when we met him in Tennessee.
When I am definitely the person, when you meet me in public the first time, I'm going to stand back and watch the world go around.
So you're not watching it go around. You are watching every individual and sizing them up.
Mm-hmm. I size them up. That is me. And so, again, and I think this kind of goes to this new culture that, you know, we're kind of talking about tonight with managing digital teams. I am, in real life, until I know you and I feel super comfortable, I'm going to stand back and watch. But in the digital world, for whatever reason, it lets me come alive and I'm in my element. So.
And since, boy, Samantha's only met one person in real life, she really must live in the backwoods.
She is a Canadian, you know.
Well, when Samantha, when you do come over here and go to an event, we'll all be watching so that we can all join you at once and just scare the heebie-jeebies out of you.
Yeah.
All in person. That's kind of really freaky when a bunch of the geeks get together.
Yeah,
they do stuff like karaoke.
Right. I left Nashville before I attended that, but I had to get back for a meeting the next day in North Carolina. So.
You missed it.
Good times.
AK, what else do we have to ask Justin and even Samantha, since we've got her on, before we go? I'm assuming without a laptop, AK, you're still going to do Geek It Out, right?
I do. I have all my sites sort of.
Site.
I'm trying to keep them in my tabs on my browser on my iPad without them crashing. But I have that problem. I've lost the problem.
Did we talk about the different tools that you use to actually manage your team? We talked about how you connect with them.
Right. You know, I don't think we have. And, you know, the tools that we use as an agency at this point are, you know, obviously we are a pro-Google company, and so we use all the extent of the Google app. And so we use Google Drive as our basically our file, our share file folder. And so everything that we, all the documents, all our documents go on the Google server. And so that's one thing that we do. We are actually transitioning away from using Basecamp. And I know there's a lot of people out there that love Basecamp, but we're actually moving away from it just because it really ends up being a place that conversations, it's hard to rein in conversations with clients and whatnot, but we have used Basecamp. But when it comes to managing the staff, you know, it is a lot of emails, a lot of Google Hangouts, and a lot of Google Documents is what I use right now to manage the team.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, we like it.
Good geek stuff. Well, before someone just asked this, and I put it in the tweet chat or the whatever that is chat is on Blog Talk Radio. Samantha, why don't you give us your profiles, your blog link again, and your Twitter handle so that people can start following you, and then we'll get Justin.
Yeah. Sorry. You know what? I didn't plan this call, so my kids
That's
are here
right.
eating pancakes. I can just ignore that. And my blog address is, it's kind of a long URL, but it's socialmediaforlawfirms.com. And that's where I mainly write about social media and how it impacts the sort of the legal world. Mm-hmm. And then I write a lot on shiftdigitalmedia.com too. And you can find me on Twitter at Sam Tara Collier. So SamTaraCollier.
Very good. Well, you're going to get some new followers tomorrow because I know that they're listening and they want to follow you. And Justin, give us your handles.
Yeah, so we are, again, like Samantha said, shiftdigitalmedia.com. You can find our blog there as well. And you can find me anywhere on the Internet at Justin the South. So that's JustinTheSouth. That's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, all of the above. So.
And I have to tell you, Justin, when I first started following you on Twitter, I thought, I didn't do Justin the South. I thought, just in the South. You're just in the South, that's all.
I'm just in the South.
You're
right.
Just in the South.
I'm not leaving.
I thought that, too.
See, that's how it still runs in my head. It's not. It's always just in the South. Oh, there he is.
That's me.
It's been fun having both of you. You can certainly hang with us if you'd like, or you can go back and have pancakes. Pancakes sound pretty good. and I know Justin's got his drink. We were talking about our cocktails earlier. Or you can hang or you can disappear, but thank you so much for joining us. It was great having both of you talking about the virtual digital world. So I enjoyed that. So,
Thanks, Deb.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We are going to go into Geek It Out. Okay, doesn't like to stop. Okay, so we've got our listeners. I've got my deck open. All right, what are we going to do?
All right, okay, well, if you happen to peruse our Social Geek Radio Facebook page prior to the show, I posted a picture of the stadium, and it had Social Geek Radio live in 1 hour up on the board. And that, my friends, was actually not real. I hate to disappoint. I hope none of my Facebook friends are listening because I think they really thought I was.
I think they do think it's real.
I know. And, except for BJ came in and ruined the fun for everybody.
I know. I saw that.
So, but actually, it's the website that I use to create it is signgenerator.org. And there's like 500 different options for basically putting your message on various images and signs, street signs and tattoos. And I mean, literally, I've only gotten to try like 20 of them just playing around. And really, I found it because one of my clients, they wrote the blog post, but then I said there was no image. And I said, we need an image to put this. I said, I will not write a blog post anymore that does not have an image, because that means it's not pinnable. Nobody can post it to Pinterest if it doesn't have
an image.
So I said, we need to find an image. And I kind of had an idea in my head of what I wanted. I needed some sort of sign. So I just Googled sign generator, and lo and behold, this is what I found, and I made something that I was, and I thought it was kind of cool. So I totally plan on using this to make images for other blog posts and things like Facebook posts.
Is it sign generator or custom signgenerator.com?
Signgenerator.org.
Okay. Oh, I thought that's what I put in there, and it didn't want to come up.
Maybe you need the www. I don't know.
Yeah.
www.signgenerator.org.
Yeah, because it keeps coming up with custom sign generator. It's like, really, my computer wants to be smarter than me tonight. So
All right. But, yeah, it's really cool. And especially because, I don't know if you've noticed, but just in the past week, I feel like pictures on Facebook are showing up bigger. I guess they redid the size. So I've really been trying to... almost instead of posting a link where the picture still shows up really small, I might put a status update and I'll put the link in the post, but so that there's a link, but then I will find or I'll pull the image from the post so that the image shows up way bigger, because I think it drives, it tracks people's attention in their newsfeed. So I'm definitely going to be using this for some of that.
Yeah. I put it in the chat, and it is, you have to use the www on it, or it doesn't want to give it to you. But that's very odd. You don't usually have to use that, but that's pretty cool. I'm going to save that one. Most definitely.
Okay, so the next one, and I know I just sent this to you, and I just stumbled upon this evening, and I'm obsessed with the possibilities, but it's beta.jolicloud, I don't know how you pronounce it, but beta.jolicloud.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hook up your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Flickr, a couple of other things. And what it does is it pulls in any media that you have posted. It categorizes them. So it'll do your images in a file, your videos in a file, music, documents, and any links that you've posted across all of those channels. And it puts them in these nice little squares, kind of like looking at Pinterest, but it's just for your stuff that you've posted. And then it breaks it out by year. So, like, I can go and I can click on 2007 and see the Facebook pictures that I posted that year, or see the links that I happened to post on Twitter or Facebook or whatever that during that time. And I really like it because I'll post something on Twitter and I'm like, oh, what was that I posted? Or I want to repost it on another network and I have to go through all my tweets. And here I can go in, go to my links section, and they're all in chronological order. And there's also a whole bunch of other stuff that you can do with this. It gives you like this a desktop look where you can add applications and you can share applications. So there's a whole bunch of other features that I haven't explored yet. You can follow, you can have friends on it and share apps. It's an iPhone app also. But, just the desktop version I think is really, really neat. And I was actually able to hook it up to my Dropbox that I was talking about earlier, so I can view all of my my documents and all of my other media that I shared all in one place.
Pretty cool. Yeah, we connect all the clouds, it says. Very good. All right. That's another one. Got to hold on to that one.
The next one is gplusrss.com. That's a Google Plus thing. So gplusrss.com. And this simply gives you an RSS feed for somebody's Google Plus posts or a business page post. So you can subscribe to them, tongue-tied, in your RSS feed readers. So if you don't, you can find somebody who always has good stuff and you don't want to have to always go to their profiles, you can just subscribe to it now and read it with the rest of your blogs and news and so forth.
Cool. I sit here and I start playing with them and I forget. It's like, oh, okay. Let's see.
that.
There was one one that I had forgotten about that caught my attention today because you actually used it, linked to it on, I think, our new website, and it's followerme.com.
Yes.
I totally forgot.
I use Follower as my, like, I have akstout.com, mm-hmm. and I have that directed to my Follower page.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, F-O-L-L-R, is it .com? Or
it's F-O-L-L-R
dot me.
Dot me, and then you fill it out, and I remembered you having that as a Geek It Out, and I thought I had a profile until I went to it today, and I was like, oh, I don't have a profile.
Yeah.
But what I remember, what I see today too, it's grown, and there's a lot more to it than when you first announced it.
Yep.
I believe.
Oh yeah, there's a ton more stuff. I think I paid for the professional version so I could add in more accounts.
I did. I just did today too. I mean, it's all of what, $19 today to do
well,
that.
You know,
you get more than six links.
And I got a client from it also.
I
had somebody reach out to me and say they saw me on, because you can connect with other Follower users.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody just happened to be going through and running searches. I had put a whole bunch of keywords and categories and such in my profile, and they were looking for somebody to help them with social media and looked at all my stuff. And so I had a phone call, and I'm asking them all these questions, and I said, well, is there anything you want to ask me about what I do? And they're like, nope, got it all online, got it all, looked at all your Follower links and...
Yeah, it's pretty
expensive.
I mean, I started working on mine earlier today, and I'm not done. I want to go back, but it offers, you know, you can put your skills and your work and your contact. I'm not sure yet what this vouch is at the bottom.
Yeah, people can just vouch for you that you have those skills, I guess
mm-hmm.
it is.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. People have vouched for me. I don't know who they are, and I don't know why they have or how they found me, but I have some check marks on there.
You have 21 check marks down there. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, it's kind of cool. I just like how it looks, and I always kind of
mm-hmm.
wanted to get akstaffle.com, but I never had the time to put together really anything, so I thought just kind of having a hub of all of my sites for all of my various hats that I wear and projects that I work on.
Yeah.
Follower has been great for that.
Yeah, and I have to check it out. I see you've got your own background on here as well, so I haven't gotten that far into it yet to figure out, oh, okay, I can put a background. So I just wanted to bring that one up. I know it's been forgotten because I totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
It's good.
All right, well, I think, do we have time for one more?
Let me go back. Yes, we have about 2 minutes left, so we've got time for another.
This one... I feel like I don't think I was the one who talked about it. I think we talked about it on the show before, so maybe it will sound familiar to you. Maybe BJ brought it up at one point. It's called lanyard.com, LANYRD.com. And just that part of it, from what I've been able to figure out, is you sort of just set up a profile, and it's like it would be a link that you could give out to people, I guess. You can put it on a business card just to have some brief information about you, I guess, to share at conferences, because it's called the Social Conference Directory. What I like about it is if you go to lanyard.com/calls, C-A-L-L-S, they have calls for participation. So it's bar camps, unconferences, conferences, seminars that are looking for speakers or looking for participants. And you can search by... location, and you can search by topic. So for me, I love hearing the sound of my own voice, and I like to speak. So I went through and I looked at, you know, calls
from
all
great.
Different places and started applying for some speaking gigs and such. So
I like that one. Okay, I put it in the chat, and I'm going to have to pin it. I haven't gone back and pinned everything yet, so that's good. All right, she's going to yell at us that we only have a few seconds left. We have our guest for next week. I'm trying to remember who it is. Do you remember? We'll announce it later. We know who it is, and they're very special.
Okay, well, I'm glad they're special.
It's a full night. So thank you, AK. I hope your technology gets all situated, and have a good weekend.
Yes.
And thanks to everybody that joined us. And there's still a lot of guests in the chat room. So goodbye, everybody. Have a good night, and we'll see you later. See you next week, or hear you next week.
Bye. Thanks, guys. Bye.